brought to you by Penguin.
Gloves Off by Tyson Fury. Read by Tyson Fury and Jake Wood. Warning. Sensitive content. This book contains depictions of a suicide attempt and suicidal thought, and may be troubling and triggering for some listeners. If you have been affected by mental health problems and have experienced or are experiencing suicidal thought, please get professional help immediately. This book draws on my personal experiences, and I hope you may find some of my approaches to mental health useful. But what works for me will not work for everyone, and I am not an expert, so you may require medication and medical help. The author and publishers disclaim, as far as the law allows, any liability arising directly from the use or misuse of the information contained in this book. Introduction. The Legend of the Gypsy King.
This is the story of an abnormal life. So take some time to say hello to the Gypsy King. You're undefeated, undefeatable, heavyweight champion of the world, a gladiator with all the swag of an American knockout artist, plus the skill chops shown by the greatest European prize fighters, and the pain threshold of a bare-knuckle warrior. No doubt, God bless me with a lot, a sledgehammer jab, dancing feet, and a fearless attitude that allowed me to destroy my rivals during a powerhouse career featuring 33 fights, 32 wins, 0 losses. Yeah, my matrix experienced a glitch with a 2018 draw against Deontay Wilder, but that's never bothered me. I've long been the admiral of HMS I Don't Give a Fuck, the most entertaining showman since the days of Muhammad Ali, the greatest fighter of my generation. And being good-looking hasn't harmed me any either.
23rd of April, 2022. Wembley Stadium. Fury v. White. It was showtime, Dossers. And the arena went crazy. Lights and camera flashes flickered around the crowd. Lads threw pints. Women screamed my name. And who could blame them? This was a showdown for the history books. A bout against the British heavyweight Dillian the Body Snatcher White at a Ramo Wembley Stadium heaving with 94,000 punters. The biggest ever crowd for a European boxing match. After 2 years of pandemic misery, the country was thirsty for a massive party, and the Gypsy King was going to give them one. The hype had been so big that ticket sales for Fury v. White outsold some of the most famous names in pop music. Making an entrance to remember on a night like this was a big deal, so I was carried into the arena on a gold throne. And as I was hoisted into the air, I felt like a master of the universe. This is the superstar atmosphere I've always enjoyed as a boxer, and the experience of connecting with it has always been surreal and incredible. At that moment, I became supercharged, like I'd been plugged into the electrics and my adrenaline soared. Not bad for an old fat fella, I thought, looking around at the craziness. A bald-headed lad from Morecambe, a seaside town in the middle of nowhere. But even though I was partying too, my eyes were still fixed on the prize. I needed a win to match the pizzazz. I'd picked a soundtrack to match the mood, and it rocked through the Wembley PA. The first cut was Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon, a song that had often helped me to find a groove in training. I belted it out with everyone in the stadium, like we were pals in a karaoke pub or celebrating an England win in the World Cup. The second song, Juicy, by rapper the notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls, was there because its lyrics, "It was all a dream," reminded me of my own life. Being Tyson Fury was like a dream. In Biggie's case, he'd read hip-hop magazines as a kid, listened to rap radio and stuck pictures of his heroes to the bedroom wall before becoming a legend. I'd been the same, but with boxing. I'd watched the fights, read about the great heavyweights, and tacked photos of my heroes around the place. Some people told me I wouldn't make it as a fighter, and the same had been said to Biggie about his music career, but neither of us had listened to the critics. We'd both reached for the stars instead. And tonight, I was ready to shine. The crowd seemed to whirl around me like leaves in a hurricane, and I was the eye. As the noise for my final entrance continued to build, I knew that these were my people, and this was my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?